SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Pentagon chief is backing up President Trump's statement that U.S. military strikes obliterated Iran's nuclear facilities. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said last weekend's military operation in Iran was a resounding success.
Decimating, choose your word, obliterating, destroying Iran's nuclear capabilities.
And he accused the press of irresponsible reporting.
Half-truths, spun information, leaked information.
Hegseth cited the CIA and other sources as he downplayed an initial intelligence assessment that raised doubts about whether the nuclear facilities were permanently destroyed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A victory for pro-life groups. The Supreme Court says states can block the country's biggest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood, from receiving Medicaid money. South Carolina's Republican Governor Henry McMaster applauds the court's ruling. South Carolina had argued no public money should go to Planned Parenthood. That vote was 6-3. Unemployment for young college graduates is higher than the overall U.S. joblessness rate.
The unemployment rate for degree holders ages 22 to 27 has reached its highest level in dozens of years. After years affected by COVID are eliminated, joblessness for that group is higher than the overall unemployment rate, and the gap is larger than it's been in more than three decades. That worries many economists as well as officials from the Federal Reserve because it could be an early sign of trouble for the economy. It suggests that businesses are holding off on hiring new workers because of economic uncertainty. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 404 points. This is SRN News. A new report paints a picture of the LGBT community in the U.S.
The Public Religion Research Institute poll finds that gay people are mostly young, liberal, and religiously unaffiliated. 36% of all LGBT Americans are under 30 years old, and another third are between 30 and 45. 51% of homosexuals identify as liberal, and a plurality say they vote Democrat. The PRRI study also reports that 52% of homosexuals are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The sleeper cell behind a deadly church bombing near Damascus this week belonged to ISIS, which had plans to target a Shiite shrine in a similar attack. That's the word from the Syrian government. The attack was the first of its kind in Syria in years and comes as the Islamist group currently ruling the country is trying to win the support of Christians. This is SRN News. The U.S. economy shrank at a 0.5% annual pace from January through March, with the Commerce Department downgrading its previous estimate.
First quarter growth sank under a surge of imports as companies in the U.S. rushed to bring in foreign goods before higher tariffs could kick in. The Commerce Department previously estimated the economy contracted 0.2% in the first quarter. The January through March drop in the gross domestic product reversed a 2.4% increase in the last 3 months of 2024. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A double-decker bus carrying high school students has plunged into a river in southern England. Officials say the bus driver and four passengers were taken to the hospital on Thursday. The driver and one student had serious injuries, and more than a dozen teens were treated for minor injuries. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.